bris of the covenant with Hashem. They did a mila, and they did tefillah, and they had a carbon. Mila ha'isa b'mitzrayim, sh'nema b'chol ore lo yochel bo, mol osa Moshe Rabbeinu, sh'ilam bitlu bris mila, b'mitzrayim chutz m'shevet levi, v'alzenema u'brischa yinsolu. The bris mila for the geirus of the Jewish people took place in Mitzrayim, because it said that an Orel is not allowed to eat a korban Pesach, so therefore every single Jew in Mitzrayim who was an Orel needed a bris mila, which they did, except for Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi always kept the bris mila throughout the centuries of Mitzrayim. So presumably Shevet Levi had a bris mila from before they were doing the bris mila, which was a mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. So they didn't need another bris mila for the Korban Pesach. But the question is, what about the bris mila to become, have the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, which is going to complete itself at Har Sinai? So it seems that they didn't need that either. So Halacha Gimel, Tvila Hoysa Bamidbar, Kodem Matan Torah. They had tefillah in the desert, by Har Sinai, before they got the Torah. Shnemu b'kidashtem hayom u'mocho v'chipsu simlosam. So it said there that the Torah, Hashem, the Moshe told them from Hashem, they should get purified themselves, make themselves holy, wash their clothing. That washing the clothing is a way the Torah says in quite a few places, go to the mikveh. Go to the mikveh. And the carbon, there was a carbon at Har Sinai. Shenemar Yishlach et Na'ar B'nei Yisrael, at the end of Pashas Mishpatim, says that the Jews at Har Sinai had a carbon, that the Na'ar B'nei Yisrael, V'yalu Olot, Al Yidei Kol Yisrael Hikrivim. They were brought by or for all the Jews. So that was the carbon of the Geirus. V'chein L'dorot, K'shiyitza Akum Nikanais L'Ris, whenever a non-Jew wants to enter the covenant and enter the wings of Hashem and to accept the work of Torah, tzorach mila, tvila, v'atzoras korban. So the model of Har Sinai is for every ger has to have a bris mila, a tvila, and a korban. In the kevihi, it was a woman, tvila, v'korban, shnama kochem kager. Pasuk says, you and the ger are the same. Ma'atem b'mila tefila v'atzoras korban. Af hager l'dorot b'mila u'tefila v'atzoras korban. That's one set of halachas. Now another set of halachas, the next perek, number two, Rambam Hilchos Avot Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, it's a little long, so we'll try to go a little quicker. Ketz m'kabim gerat tzedek. Kishiyavo echad lehizgaya min ha'akum v'yivduku achra v'lo yimtzu'u ila. We find that he's sincere, he's not, has a compromised reason. Amim lo maro isa shebasa lehizgaya. Why do you want to become Jewish? Yati yodei shisrael b'zman hazeh tevuyim dechufim suchofim rafim v'yisum bo amaleim. Don't you know that Jewish people are persecuted and have lots of suffering? He says, I know and I don't think I'm worthy to become a Jew. So then we take him. We tell him the basic laws of the religion. Hashem, there's one God, the Isu Akum, Marichim Medoba Hazeh. Umodim Oto Mikzat Mitzvot Kalo, the Mikzat Mitzvot Chamurot. We tell him some easy, some difficult mitzvot. Hey, Marichim Medoba Hazeh. We tell him some of the laws of Eretz Yisrael. Modimoto onshem shel mitzvot. Ketzed omim lo have yodei she'ad shlo bata ledat zu im mechalta chelov yata onish kores im mechalta shabbos yata onish skilo. Achshav achashin is gaya im mechalta chelov yata onish kores im mechalta shabbos yata onish skilo. Ein mabim olav, ein medaktikim olav. You don't overwhelm him so much. Maybe he'll go back. You should bring people in with easy, soft words. And K'shem sh'madim oto onsham shel mitzvot, kach madim oto scharon shel mitzvot. U'modiyin oto shebasid mitzvot elu yizkel l'chai olam abo. She'en shum tzadik gomor el bal chochma sh'osam mitzvot elu v'yodo. V'omer lev yodeh sh'olam abo enu tzofen ala tzadikim v'hem Yisrael. V'zeh sh'tir Yisrael b'tzad olam hazeh tova hitz hunu lahem. She'enan yecholim l'kabel rov tova v'olam hazeh kubmot. Shema Yarum Libam Vyatu Yifsidu Schar Olam Haba. They might become horny if they get their reward in this world and lose Olam Haba. Shnema Vyishma Yishun Vyuvat. Vayivat. Reina Kadosh Baruch Mei Baleim Rov Paronot Kadei Shlo Yuvedu. They don't get destroyed. El Kola Hakim Kolim. All nations are destroyed. Vehem Omdim. The Jews persist. Marichim B'dava Hazeh Kadei Lechavavon. And this makes them like the idea of becoming Jewish. Im chazabov l'avotza l'kabel holoch l'darko im kibel ein mashim oto el malam oto miyad im hoyim mahul matif mimenu dam brit mashim oto ad shidrap efuosh le'im achakach matbilim oto shloshu ondim al gabav v'modim oto miktzad mitzvot kal mitzvot mitzvot pam shniya v'omed b'mayim. So there should be a bez din when he's in the water. Mighty shan nashim oshivot So you need a bez din for both men and women gay. Okay. So we want to talk about the question of Shevet Levi. The Rambam at the top, he said that the reason that the Jews needed Bris Mila, because when they were in Mitzrayim all the years, they weren't fulfilling the Bris Mila. In fact, many of the Sfarim say that's the reason they became slaves, because they were mevatel the Bris Mila, because they wanted to be able to go to clubs and to the Shvitz with the Goyim, and the Goyim were making fun of them. So some say actually they did a Bris Mila, but then they were Moshech Olah, they pulled the skin back, or to look like a guy. So that was a very big sin. I mean, that's the basic mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. But the Jews stopped doing it, and that perhaps was the reason that they became slaves. But Shevet Levi, Rambam writes, kept Bris Mila all these years. It says Bris Chayin Tzoru, they kept the Bris. So did they need a Bris Mila for Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim? So from the Rambam it appears no. So then, okay, because they did Bris Mila of Avraham, they're not an Orel, they're not considered uncircumcised because they have a Bris of Avraham Avinu, so they have a Din Mohu. But what about the Gerus? Since the Rambam writes that this Bris Mila of Pesach Mitzrayim basically served a double function. It was a Kima Mitzvah of Mila, of the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, which was the mitzvah of Am Yisrael. And it was also a milah of Gerus, because the Jews were going to accept the Torah, and there was a conversion. So you needed a Bris Mila for Gerus. So what happened to the Bris Mila of Shevet Levi? So look at number three. The Tosfos there increases the Daf Tes. And the Rambam basically was quoting the Gemara. So he says there, Tosfos, Tachsiv Kimulam Hayu Kol Ha'am Pirush Shemolo Atzman Bitziatam in Mitzrayim. The Jews did a Bris Mila when they came out of Mitzrayim. Good. Rafa Pishotam Shahayuni Molim Bimei Avraham Lo Molo Atzman Bitziat Mitzrayim. However, those Jews who kept the Bris Mila of Avraham, Shevet Levi, they did not make another bris b'tzid Mitzrayim. So Tertius asked the question there, what about, granted that they had the mitzvah of Mila, but what about the Mila of Gerus? Mikol Mokom, so he says like this, Mikol Mokom Meikara Kishimolo Atzmam, when they made that original bris Mila of Avraham, Molu Likones the bris HaMokom, the Bris Mila was to go into a relationship, a covenant with Hashem. libadel misha umot, to separate themselves from other nations. Vegam ki ata tavlu, and furthermore, they did a bit. They went to the mikveh now. So he mentions here a few ideas to explain why the bris milah of Avraham, which David Levi did, was sufficient for the bris of Geus. So the thing which stands out, he says, Malu Likones Bibris Hamokom Libadel Misha Umos. Okay, the bris of Avraham was obviously a bris. There was a relationship which was established between Hashem and Avraham and his children. And it was a separation from other nations. So what is he saying? In other words, at Sinai, we have mitzvos. So called mitzvos. That's the new dimension of how Sinai introduced Seres HaDibros, which means 613 mitzvos, and everything which is included in that, Torah and mitzvos. Avraham Avinu never had that. Avraham Avinu did not have, he was never given Torah, it was only given the one mitzvah of Bris Milah. So his bris, or his relationship, was not a bris of Torah and mitzvos, it was a different bris. It was a bris, to use Tosfos language, it was a bris, hamakom, a bris, libadel mishalumos, not to be like another nation. So, it was to establish Avraham Avinu as the first Jew, that there's a nation called the Jewish people. Okay. Now there is a Ramban in Chumash. He says that when Avraham Avinu had his relationship with Hashem, was established, the nation of Israel was born at that point. There's a Ramban in it's a very interesting machlokas between the Ramban and he brings down in the story with Ben Isha Yisraelis, who was the Makalel, the son of Shlomis Bas Divri. So the Jews didn't want him to be with them. That was the Machlokas. Could he have? He said, "I'm from Shevet of my mother," and they said, "No, you're out."
So yeah, that was Yichus.
Right. So it brings down the Ramban over there that Chochmei Tzofatim, as the Baalei Tosfos said, that basically he was literally halachically not Jewish, because the rule among Umos HaOlam, the Gemara says, let's say a Kanani marries a mitzvah. Two Goyim get married. So what nationality does halacha give the child? Does it go Basa the Av or Basa the Ein? So halacha says that among Umos HaOlam, the Yichus goes Basa Ha'av, after the father. So if a Kanani marries a mitzvah, the child will be a Kanani. So you have the dinim of a Kanani. If a mitzvah will marry a Kananis, the opposite, then the child will be a mitzvah. So it depends on the father. However, by Am Yisrael, by the Jews, it's the opposite. The Yichus of Jew, non-Jew, goes Basa the mother. So if a Jewess marries a non-Jew, the child is Jewish. If a Jewish guy marries a non-Jewish woman, the child is a guy. I just had a Shabbos, a very interesting case. It was a very wonderful bacha, was at my meal, and he was telling me the Torah and everything, and his last name was Cohen. So when it came to benching, I said, I'll be machabedi with the benching, you're Cohen. He says, no, I'm a ger. My father was a Kohen, but my mother was a guy, so I was a guy, I'm not a Kohen. So everything happens nowadays. You can have a Kohen marrying a guy, a guyish girl, and have a flip sign. Anyway, so halacha, we go bus of the mother. We don't go bus of the father. And by the Goyim, the halacha says go after the father. So now, this boy, this son of Shlomo Spasdivi, the Ben Yisraelis, his father was a guy. So the Chachmei Tzofatim said, so therefore halachically you go basa da'av, Jew guy. So it's before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the child was conceived in the Mitzrayim. So before Matan Torah, we had a status of Goyim. We were a separate nation, but a Goyish nation called Ivrim, but not without Kedusha. So Avram Avinu created a Jewish nation. He got an Ummah, but not an Ummah. Ummah Yisraelis, but without Kedusha. So therefore, since there's no Kedusha, so the Yichus goes Basa Da'av, like all nations, two nations mix, you go Basa Da'av. So that's why he was out. Ramban argues with that. Shita, he says, not true. He says, once you have Avram Avinu, Niskachu, the Kedusha is Yisrael. Avram Avinu had Kedusha, and his children have a Kedusha of Am Yisrael. It's not just Jewish nation, and we got Kedusha by Har Sinai. That's what Chochmei Tzofatim think. But the Ramban says, starting with Avram Avinu, it was a separate nation with a mini token amount of Kedusha Yisrael. It had one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bismillah. That mitzvah was a mitzvah of Am Yisrael. And that mitzvah is a mitzvah which created Kedusha. So therefore, the Yichus goes basa the mother. Saying, Nochanami, this boy was taka Jewish, but they didn't want him because they said the Shvatim, the Nach, where you live, goes basa the father, because Mishpacha is Beis Av, Kari Mishpacha. So you don't have, even though you're Jewish, but you don't have a Mishpacha, which gets you into Sheva Dan or Sheva Ruvain, because the Shvatim go basa the Av. And you don't have that, so therefore you can't. That was the Ramban's Pshat. In any event, Tosfos here says that the Shevet Levi, they had a bris mila which separated them from other nations. So, and that was the mila of the gerus, he says. Of course they did the mitzvah of mila, but they also got a gerus, a mila of gerus, because it created them as a separate entity. So if we're going to say like the Chochmei Tzofatim, the other Balei Tosfos, that really the Jewish people was a nation, but it was like an Egyptian, a Canaanite, Philistine. It was a nation, but it didn't have Kedushas Yisrael, so then what is it going to be, a bris mila for Geirus, the Bodo Shahumos, because we became a secular nation? So how is that going to be the bris mila for Geirus? Tosfos says that's a bris. Obviously, this Tosfos here in Krisus is not like the Chochmei Tzofatim of the Ramban, even though I imagine the Tosfos was in Tzofati, the one who wrote the Tosfos in Krisus, but not those of the Ramban. So this Tosfos obviously feels like the Ramban himself, that the Bris Mila of Avraham was Makadesh Am Yisrael. It wasn't just Am Yisrael, it wasn't just Lihibadol Meshah Umos, it was Lihibadol Meshah Umos B'Kedusha. Albeit, you could say the Kedusha of one mitzvah. But good, so one mitzvah is also Kedusha. Every time you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha, sheket shanim mitzvah, so vitzivanu, this mitzvah, that mitzvah. Every mitzvah creates a certain amount of Kedusha Yisrael. And that Kedusha Yisrael is a distinguishing element of the Jewish identity, the Kedusha Yisrael, not just the nationality of Israel. This is, by the way, take a little bit of a digression into the heart and soul of the argument in Israel between the secular and the religious. The secular want to define Israeli as a secular concept, a nation called Israelis. And the religious say, no, it's a religious idea, an element of spirituality, of a relationship with God. Yeah.
Sounds like it's been
something was going on with Shevet Levi. Right. Yeah, correct. So it's right. The things like this, the so I just want to pick about, maybe just talk about two contemporary things. One is that this issue of you know, being Jewish is a nationality. So here we're hitting this point in halacha, it is a nationality. It's not just a religion. So on the one hand, the reform, original reform thinkers, they said, no, it's a religion. It's not a nationality, like Christianity is a religion, or Islam, it's not a nationality. So they dropped all references of their siddur to anything which they called nationalistic. So they dropped Yerushalayim, Yerucham, Tashuv, and Kavas Netchami Yisrael, because they didn't want to be part of the nation we live in, just a separate religion. So that's obviously that what the Ramban, and I'm saying this is actually the Rambam, that the Rambam also did not require Shevet Levi to have another Bismillah, but they just did the regular Bismillah of Avram. It's good enough to convert. So therefore, the Bismillah of Avram is an act of conversion. It's not just Lehibadel to become a separate nation, but become a separate holy nation. And that holy nation could be the basis of conversion, that level of Kedusha which the Bismillah accomplished. So therefore, that's wrong. The original reform, the Heintiger Chilonim, they say. Now, Israel, I remember I once had a meeting when I was doing volunteer work in Israel, and I was, part of the work was helping Jewish children register in religious schools. So the fellow who was in charge was a Chiloni, so he got very angry. He says, it was good for them when they were in France. They had to stay Jewish, so they kept Shabbos and sent their kids to Jewish schools. But here in Israel, we're all Jewish. You don't need this anymore. They had this theory that the religion was only for chutz la'aretz. It's the opposite of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that the Torah is really fair to Israel, and chutz la'aretz, we keep it to remember it when you come back. And the Chilonim say the opposite. No, the religion was given to go into Golus. Once you come back to Israel, you don't need it anymore. You're Jewish anyway. So we don't agree with that. We say it's not true. We say the Jewish nationality is inextricably, irrevocably connected to the Jewish religion. If you split the two, you're doomed. Whether you split the religion from the nationality, like the Reform, we see today that the Reform basically are sinking ship, it's finished. And the Israeli Chiloni is also a sinking ship, because when those Chilonim leave Israel and they come to America, they intermarry at the same rate as secular Jews in America, with the children of the Reform. So whether you took religion without nationality, or you took nationality without religion, it does not work. Give it 100 years, 200 years, it disappears. The only thing which works, which has staying power, is the integrable and integrated combination identity. Religion plus nationality, and nationality plus religion goes together. We're Am Yisrael. Hashabocha banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es tarah. So that's what the bracha says. The bracha says explicitly, we're a nation. Hashabocha banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es tarah. So the Torah and the nationality go together. So that's what Tosfos was holding. So now another part of this concept is like this. So there was a very big issue. It still is a big issue in Israel, the conversion issue. So part of that conversion issue, maybe the most important part of the issue, is what level of Kabbalah's mitzvos should we require from the convert? What level of mitzvos is he or she supposed to commit to and agree to keep? So let's say, so in the most graphic situation, they say, we're identifying as Jewish, we want to be Jewish, we want to be Jewish Israeli, we identify with Israel, we identify with the Jews around the world, we're part of this nation. As far as mitzvos, okay, maybe we'll eat matzah on Pesach, but we can't keep Shabbos and Taras and Mishpacha, it's too much for us, but we'll do a mitzvah. Sometimes maybe say, we'll marry other Jews, we're not going to marry a guy, so this will also be a mitzvah. So is that sufficient four Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam said in his description, you don't tell them all the mitzvahs. You tell them a sample, and if they take it, then you accept them, and if they say no, they say no. So in the Rambam, he said yes or he said no to mitzvahs. But what about a person who says... So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if a convert says, Hareini mekabel kol ha-mitzvahs chutz medaber echad, then ein mekabel moso. If he says, I accept everything except one I don't want, then it's no good. So let's say, so that could be when they go into the mikveh and they say, I'm not going to accept everything. But let's say when he goes into the mikveh, the bezin says, do you accept the Torah? And the guy says, yes. He doesn't say the word chutz, I leave something out. When we were talking to him earlier, he honestly said, I'm not going to keep everything. But when he's in the mikveh, he makes the statement. So basically it boils down to the fact that the guy or the woman wants to become Jewish, the nationality, can we say that the mitzvah part of it is going to be a token acceptance, or is that the mitzvah has to be as sensual as the nationality? You can have maybe a reverse case where someone says, I'm very committed to the mitzvahs, but my nationality, I'm French. I don't want to... I'm American. I can't really say I'm Jewish, Israeli, or Ben Yisrael. So he wants to emphasize the mitzvahs and do a token on the nationality, since we have two elements here. That's the issue of Geirus and Israel. Now, the Rav, in this whole essay, he's very strong that you have to have the mitzvos as a full commitment to mitzvos, without going through all the details of all the proofs that people have back and forth. But the original Israeli rabbinate, when the Russians came in the 70s, was working the other way. They were very much, if the person wants to become Israeli Jewish, and a token on mitzvos, token commitment, didn't say the word chutz in the mikveh, just said yes to whatever being Jewish means. So they were saying it's okay. Now the last 10 years, the new Israeli chief rabbinate under Abi Amar mainly, so they reversed it. They said that not only are we not accepting these kinds of gerim anymore, but they disqualified all the thousands of gerim from the 20, 30 years before. They said that they disqualified, made it possible. That's why he was not reinstated as Rav Rashi. And there's a new Rav Rashi. I don't know what the new Rav Rashi says. So, in any way, this is the issue in Israel. The two elements, the element of nationality and religion, is there any stronger one over the other? And the Rav was one of the people who felt that the mitzvah part is very strong. You have to be very strong on the mitzvah part. Okay. This Tosfos, though, some people could use this Tosfos and say, no, the Tosfos is emphasizing the nationality part, because he's saying that the Shevet Levi, their Geirus was basically national. Okay, they had the mitzvah Pismila. We're not going to cut out the mitzvah. We have to have the mitzvah. But he emphasizes, how did it work? So when the Rav learned this Tosfos, you know, it seemed to sound against his Shita. His Shita is, because he was talking more in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he defines Geirus, he says, in Halacha Dalet, says in paragraph number one, Halacha Dalet, v'chein ledorot, in all generations, kishiyirtza ha'akum likoneis lebris lehistofei ptachas kanfei hashchina v'yikabal olav ol Torah tzarech milav tfilas. When a non-Jew wants to enter the covenant and go under God's wings and accept the Torah, then you do milav tfilah, and that's the covenant. So the Rav said that, you see, this Rambam, that he's defining What is geirus? Geirus is acceptance of the Torah. That's he barely making a reference to nationality here in Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam is defining geirus as fundamentally a religious commitment. So you can't just de-emphasize the mitzvahs and overemphasize the nationality, says against the Rambam. But the problem is this Tosfos in number 3. So when he read this Tosfos, he said like this, he said the very good Teretz. He said that the Tosfos is talking about Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was before Matan Torah. They were in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah. So for them, at that and the Mila, their Mila was to accept whichever mitzvah they had. They had one mitzvah, the Bris of Avram Avinu, and they accepted it when they did the Bris Mila. So what am I going to demand from them? That they should accept the whole Torah? When they do conversion, there was no Torah. So therefore that conversion sufficed with a minimal single mitzvah, and the emphasis of that geirus was to be separated from the goyim. That was not an emphasis then on the national spiritual mission of the Jewish people to be a holy nation of God and go through history bringing God's word to the world. And mitzvos was only one mitzvah, so bismillah. So that's why Tosfos there emphasized lihibadal mishah umos. But it didn't. But Tosfos would agree with the Rambam. He says that once we got the Torah at Har Sinai, then geirus meant all the mitzvos, and it's much more difficult to be committed to all the mitzvos than to just commit to be a Jewish national. So that's why the Rambam in Halacha Dalet over there emphasized Kabbalah's old Torah, because after Matan Torah, that became the main. It's an interesting idea of the Rav. So Shevet Levi did what they had to do when they did it, and that was good enough for them to go to Sinai and just do this, finish it off with a mikveh. But nowadays, after Har Sinai, so then it becomes more of a mitzvos with nationality. So you have to do both. This Tosfos would agree, he says. Now let's look at the Ramban here. Number 4. Okay, in the, sort of the last third. He's talking about this question of the Bris Mila and Rav Moshe Kosav. It's about 7 lines from the bottom. Rav Moshe, calling the Rambam, Kosav Mila, Hasib Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Kol Ola Yochelbo, Molot, and Moshe Ben, Shkulam Pitlu, Pit Mila, Piotr Mitzrayim, Chutz, Meshifta, Shalevi, Shenemar, Bitcha, Yin, so Adkan. Im Toma, Shevet Levi, Hechnech, Mesutachas, Kanfei, Hashchino, Ella, he tifu mehem dambrit. So the Ramban comes up and says, no, there was another bris mila for Shevet Levi. They did. He tafas dambrit. Linira, but then he says, I think myself, I don't know who he's quoting by the tafas dambrit. He says, Linira, the medin mila einon chayov lahatif, the hamolu. They don't have to do it. They had a bris mila. Ladomila Rabbi Mol Givonim Mol. It's not like a guy who had a bris, had a mila. A guy had a circumcision. There, Ramban holds, you have to do a tofas dam. The Asam Kivan Delo Mifkadi command La Molidam. They don't have a mitzvah of mila. A guy does a circumcision. It's nothing. Hachim Sechel Vodah Zorah. Okay. So then he finishes off. Hilkoch B'nei Levi Nidonu Kenoshim. They can go into it with a tefillah, and they had a mila. So basically he's saying like this. He's saying a different idea. His idea is like this, that geirus is really tefillah. Geirus is going to the mikveh. A woman only does that. She doesn't do anything else. She goes to the mikveh. That's the geirus. Even for a male, the geirus is the tefillah. I have to have a bris mila. The Gemara says, like the Jews in Mitzrayim, because an orel, someone who's a male has an orel, that's a psul. It's a negative. Someone has an ola, so then he can't convert, because Avram Avinu's bris with Hashem, that bris milah is ma'akev. It's a necessary pre-step. It's a necessary hechsher in order to be a candidate and go to the mikveh and convert. But the mikveh, you have to be mohu. You can't be an orel. So he said like this, Shevet Levi, they did the bris of Avram Avinu. It's not a bris of Gerus, but it definitely is a bris to get rid of the din orel. Goyim ararelim. A Jew is an orel if he has an orla. If he cuts off the orla with a bris milah, so he's not an orel. He's not an orel. He can convert with a tefillah. Forget about the milah is only a hechsha. The gerus is not the milah. The gerus is the tefillah. That's what he says at the end. It's a very big chiddush. So in other words, he's avoiding the whole issue. How did Shevet Levi do bismillah and get conversion out of it? Because they got rid of the din, the psul. They got rid of the psul orel. Can't be an orel, but they were converting with the mikvah. Actually, those are the last few words in the Tosfos there in the Krisus. V'gam ki ata tavlu, he says. Also, you can focus on the fact they had a mikvah. That's the Ramban's vort. The Ramban's vort is that the ikar of Gerus is mikvah, which makes sense because women, just all the women do is mikveh, and so why should the man have a bigger maisa geirus? So the difference is like this: there's a very big nafkamina. Do you need a bez din to be a present during the bris milah? Because we need a bez din to certify geirus. So you definitely have to have a bez din by the tevila. You have to have a bez din at the mikveh. Without that, it's possible. It's not a gerus. Basically, the Beis Din is accepting the ger into Am Yisrael. He represents the Jewish nation, and they certify we accept it. They certify. Without that Beis Din, it's not a gerus. Do you need a Beis Din for the vismila? So this is a machlokes. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says all you need is a Beis Din for the tevila, and the Shulchan Aruch, he says you need a Beis Din for the gerus also of milah. So if milah is part and parcel of the maisa gerus, then it needs a bez din. If milah is only a hechsha to get rid of the din of orel, once he's a mohul, he can then do the gerus of tefillah. Then you don't need a bez din by the pris milah just to get rid of the din orel. So that's the two opinions in the Ramban. The first opinion says Shevet Levi needed to do a hatafas dampis. They had to do another, token mila. So they feel that the mila is part of the maisa gerus, and the mila of Avram Avinu was not good enough. But the second opinion, the Ramban, which he says is his own opinion, is that the mila is only a ma'akev. It's a necessary to get rid of the ma'akev of orel, but that's good enough. The bris of Avram Avinu is not an orel. And he goes to the mikveh with a beis din. So that's the two opinions in the Ramban. Okay.
So there would be no hatafas dam for a goy who converts now?
No, a goy, yes. Because he says, let's say a goy had a circumcision. That doesn't remove the din orel. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Nedarim. The Mishnah in Masechta Nedarim says, a guy makes a neder, I make myself prohibited with all the mahulim, people who are called mo. He's only us a Jewish mahulim, but goyish mahulim are called arelim. If he makes a ned, I'm us and all arelim. And a goy is a mahul, he's us and that goy, because the goyish mila is nothing, unless he has kavana l'shem gerus. But if he doesn't have kavana l'shem gerus, it doesn't mean anything. In fact, according to most poskim, it goes both directions. A Jewish mila, even without a Jewish mila without kavana, is a mila, and a goyish mila is not a mila unless there's kavana l'shem gerus. And I mentioned this once. I have a few minutes about this. If a goy does a mila l'shem gerus, and So he was a kaiser who wants to convert. So he's on the process. He did the milah, but he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet.
What's his status?
What is his status at that point? Does he have? Because usually a guy with a circumcision is still called orel. Still called orel. But this guy had the kavana of gerus. So there was a famous story about 100 years ago in Yerushalayim with, I think the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim at that point was, I think it was before Tzvi Peh, I think it was Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant. So he was away. He was away for the Shabbos. And this Ger, or prospective, did the Bris Milah on Friday. Why did he do it on Friday? Because he was very excited. He wanted to keep his first Shabbos, because as you go through the process of Gerus, they don't let you keep Shabbos. Goyish Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So he said, I'll have my Bris Milah, I can keep the Shabbos, and he can't go to the mikveh, you have to wait a few days, he'll go to the mikveh Monday. So he was keeping the Shabbos, and someone ran to the Av Bezdin, there was some Av Bezdin, I don't know what his name was, the Ger, the prospective Ger, is keeping Shabbos. So the Rabban says, call him, I have to speak to him. He says, listen, you're still a guy, you're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the man started to cry, says, listen, I did the Bismillah Dafka earlier to keep the Shabbos. You're not letting me keep the Shabbos? He says, yes, you better be Mechal Shabbos or else we won't finish the Gevus for you. We'll see that you know you don't follow Halacha. So that's it. You can go become a guy again. So the guy did whatever, some token Malacha. And, okay, he was crying when he did it, but he did it. Then the Shmuel Salat came back. He said, the Abbezin is wrong. Because once that guy does a Mila L'Shem Gevus, he loses the Din Orel. Even before he goes to the mikveh. He's not an orel, so therefore there is something chal, miktsas is chal, before the tefillah, and he could keep Shabbos. It's not called the Gosh Shabbos. He said the Rav Bezna was wrong. Right.
What about a
chosen
b'tshuva who has a Gosh Shemila and he decides he wants to be from Jew?
There's a whole question about the mitzvah of Bismila, if the mitzvah of Bismila was performed by a goyish doctor.
In the hospital.
Right, so is a goyish bris milah considered, a goyish doctor, is that considered, there's a machlokas about it, so I don't think